It is Thursday, January 30th, 2025. Hello. Good to see you. Let's go. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the headlines across the board, and the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Some very sad news broke overnight. An American Airlines passenger jet and a Black Hawk military helicopter collided over Washington, D.C. There were 60 passengers and four crew members on the jet. It had departed from Wichita. Three Army soldiers were reportedly on the helicopter. The wreckage landed in the Potomac River. And while a search and rescue mission is still underway, as of now, no survivors have been rescued. But officials have not publicly confirmed any fatalities. That could change at any time, but as of now. This was the first major commercial airplane crash in the U.S. since 2009. A lot more information, a lot more details to come out. It really is a tragedy. Let's go! All right, okay, on to sports. In NBA news, this is getting a lot of attention. League Commissioner Adam Silver was on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday. They were discussing possible changes to the league, and one of them that the internet latched onto was the possibility of 10-minute quarters, dropping from 12 minutes to 10. Adam Silver said he's a fan of the idea. Shorter games could be coming. And now, like a little Super Bowl roundup, a few updates. First, commercials. In terms of what we'll see during the game, it sounds like AI-focused ads are going to be way up this year. Artificial intelligence companies and products. Also, they say movie ads are going to be down. Not as many of those. We'll see a lot of beverages and tech, salty snacks, pharmaceuticals, financials. A lot of the same as always. And the cost of an ad has once again set a record. $8 million for a 30-second commercial. Chipotle has given away up to 50,000 free meals during the game. They said whenever something extra happens, and they have a whole definition of extra, when something extra happens, they'll tweet out a code that you then text to a number in the first, you know, X amount of people to do that. Twix is giving away gold bars during the game. You have to go to their website for that. I've got a Hellman's commercial up in our Instagram stories this morning. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan teamed up to recreate a very famous scene from When Harry Met Sally. I'll have what she's having. That scene. At First Thing Pod to see it. Shaboozy is going to be in a commercial for Nerds Gummy Clusters. And lastly, we know Kendrick Lamar is doing the halftime show with special guest SZA. And now we know that Post Malone is going to be at the tailgate concert there in New Orleans before the game. It'll air on NFL's YouTube channel. On to some entertainment headlines. Just a few things. First, in health news, music broadcasting legend Matt Pinfield recently suffered a, quote, massive stroke. Matt was an MTV VJ for a long time. He's done a million things. I've met him a few times. He's such a smart guy. He's an encyclopedia of musical knowledge. I love him. His daughter Jessica is sharing updates, and she has filed for a temporary conservatorship over her father. I wish him the absolute best. Country singer Sam Hunt was arrested. This happened in Tennessee. He was arrested for speeding and violating an interlock device. He was released on $1,500 bond and has since paid a ticket with no additional charges. And in other legal news, Rihanna was in court yesterday supporting her partner ASAP Rocky. She was there with his mom and sister as he stood trial on felony charges that he fired a gun at a former friend back in 2021. If convicted, he could face up to 24 years in prison. That would be the absolute max. Moving on to movie and TV news. It's now being reported that future Justin Baldoni projects are uncertain. He's been in the news a bunch with all of the It Ends With Us drama. And now, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the Pac-Man movie that he's been developing since 2022 might not happen for him. They say that's one of three upcoming projects that now seem uncertain. This is kind of a strange collaboration, but M. Night Shyamalan, the guy that made The Sixth Sense and Signs, he's teamed up with Nicholas Sparks, the guy that made The Notebook and A Walk to Remember. They're writing a supernatural romantic thriller. Sounds different. And it's reported that Jake Gyllenhaal is going to star in it. I've got a trailer up in our Instagram stories this morning for a new movie called Riff Raff. Jennifer Coolidge is on the run from some bad guys, played by Bill Murray and Pete Davidson. It's a solid cast. At First Thing Pod to see that, and the movie's going to be out in March. In TV news, Little House on the Prairie is coming back. Netflix is doing a reboot. The Little House books were popular back in the 1930s and 40s, and then there was a TV show in the 70s and 80s, and now more to come. It lives on. Did you know that Jason Bateman was a very young child actor on Little House on the Prairie back in the day? It's true. He's been at it a long time. And now, a couple things to watch today slash tonight. Netflix has the second season premiere of The Recruit. It's a popular show, and I'm looking forward to this. On Amazon, it's the premiere of You're Cordially Invited. That's the movie with Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon that is out now on Amazon. To music. Today's the day, Fire Aid. It's here. This came together very quickly, and the lineup is so impressive. LA has a very long road to recovery, and these performances tonight will raise millions for relief efforts. It's going down in two venues, the Intuit Dome and the Kia Forum. I can't name them all, but Billie Eilish, Gracie Abrams, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Olivia Rodrigo, Rod Stewart, Stevie Wonder, Tate McRae, Green Day, Alanis Morissette, John Mayer, Stevie Nicks, the Chili Peppers, Pink. They're all going to be a part of it. Unfortunately, Dave Matthews has had to pull out due to a, quote, critical family illness, so he's not going to be a part of it. Each artist will perform between 2 and 4 songs. There will also be special guest appearances and surprises. It all starts at 6 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to run over 5 hours. There are going to be tons of ways to tune in tonight, whether you want to watch it or listen to it. You'll have lots of options. And, of course, they'll be collecting donations. You can go to fireaidla.org if you want to pitch in. And this is super cool. Los Angeles Clippers owner Steve Ballmer is going to match all donations made during the live broadcast. I love that. Fire Aid goes down tonight. And honestly, guys, the timing worked out so well because a lot of these artists were in LA anyway. The Grammys coming up this Sunday. And on that note, the Grammys just added a bunch of new performers to the show. Stevie Wonder, Cynthia Erivo, Chris Martin, Lainey Wilson, Brad Paisley, Janelle Monáe, and more. Again, the Grammys go down Sunday night. In other music news, Amazon is raising prices for their Amazon Music Unlimited streaming service. This comes shortly after Spotify raised their subscription prices, and Apple Music did the same back in October. Cool. Great. Some additional headlines here on this Thursday morning. This one broke yesterday afternoon. President Trump's proposed spending freeze, the one that was blocked at the last second by a judge, has now been rescinded. An official within the administration confirmed that decision. Originally, it was an order directing federal agencies to temporarily pause all activities related to federal financial assistance. The announcement of it caused a bit of chaos, and now the White House has unfrozen the freeze. Also in politics, yesterday was the confirmation hearing of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He is President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, and he faced a lot of questions yesterday. Got pretty heated. Questions about his past anti-vaccine comments, his stance on abortion, a bunch of issues. His fate is now in the hands of the Senate. In other political news, former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez was just sentenced to 11 years in prison in his corruption case. He was convicted of abusing the power of his office in exchange for bribes. He is now the first sitting member of Congress to be convicted of acting as a foreign agent. In international news, there's a brand new member of the royal family. Princess Beatrice just gave birth to her second baby, and the baby was anxious to get here. The palace originally announced the due date of early spring, but nope, she's here. Athena Elizabeth Rose. Congratulations. In food news, this is a serious one. Back in December, Lay's issued a voluntary recall for Lay's Classic potato chips, and now that recall has been increased to the FDA's highest risk level classification. It's a class 1 recall. Even though chances are slim that you have a contaminated bag, if you have any 13-ounce bags of Lay's Classic potato chips, you should probably look into this one a bit more. And that brings us to the end. I always end the show with something positive. Today it's a real quick one, but the Lunar New Year started yesterday. Welcome to the Year of the Snake. The snake is all about shedding bad vibes and embracing new beginnings. I know it sounds scary at first, the snake, but no, this is a good thing. Let's try it out. Shed those bad vibes, embrace new beginnings. Positivity. Positivity. Start your day with a deep breath and a smile, all right? Frame of mind is everything. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, there you go. Now you know what's going on in the world. Is start this day. Make it a good one. It's Thursday, almost Friday. Let's go. I'm back tomorrow to do it again.
Please tell your friends about this show.